Class 7, Subject Geography, Chapter Australia, continuation of the chapter. In this audio, we will be discussing in detail about the Great Dividing Range and the Great Barrier Reef. Let us discuss Great Dividing Range first. It is a series of high plateaus and low mountains that extends down the east of Australia. This range protects the country from the rain-bearing clouds that blow in from the Pacific Ocean. As a result, there are a number of deserts which can be seen in the central part of Australia. In winter, snow covers the higher peaks and people can ski there. The rivers which are flowing east from the Great Dividing Range are swift and short in length, while those flowing westwards are slower and longer. Next, Great Barrier Reef. So, the Great Barrier Reef is one of the world's greatest natural wonders, which extends more than 2,000 kilometers along the northeastern coast of Australia. It is a huge reef formed by the deposition of the skeletons of the corals in the shallow sea at some distance from the coast. The corals which have formed the Great Barrier Reef are very tiny animals that live close to the rocky sea floor in warm, clear, shallow waters in the tropical regions. They make a shell of hard substance to protect their bodies and they live in large groups. When they die, their skeletons remain fixed in a place and the new corals grow on them. These large accumulation of the skeletons of the tiny animals are called coral reefs. The corals which forms the coral reefs are the largest living thing on the earth. Water divers and swimmers are damaging this beautiful reef. These were the main physical divisions of Australia, which we have discussed in detail. For further understanding, read the chapter. Refer to the map for finding out the location of the physical divisions as well as the political places of Australia. Do the exercises referring to the book and do the worksheet referring to the synopsis. Thank you, girls.